Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a recent engaging online event. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the importance of being well prepared for the speaking test. In this article, we'll focus on how to effectively respond to the topic, describe a recent online event that you found engaging. This topic is increasingly relevant in our digital age and has a high probability of appearing in future IELTS exams. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner will ask general questions about you and your life. Here are some questions related to online events that you might encounter. Do you often participate in online events? What types of online events do you find most interesting? How do online events compare to in-person events in your opinion? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer, Band 7-8. Yes, I do participate in online events quite frequently. With the advent of virtual platforms, I found myself attending various webinars, online conferences, and even virtual concerts. These events have become an integral part of my personal and professional development, especially since the pandemic accelerated the shift towards digital gatherings. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Now let's focus on the main topic. Here's a potential cue card you might receive. Describe a recent online event that you found engaging. You should say what the event was, when and where you attended it, who organized it, why you found it engaging. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a captivating online event I attended recently. It was a virtual conference on sustainable technology, which took place last month. I participated from the comfort of my home office, which is one of the perks of online events. The conference was organized by a renowned tech company in collaboration with several environmental organizations. It spanned 3 days and featured an impressive lineup of speakers, including industry experts, researchers, and environmental activists. What made this event particularly engaging for me was its interactive nature. Unlike traditional webinars, where you merely listen to speakers, this conference utilized cutting-edge technology to create an immersive experience. We had virtual breakout rooms for networking, interactive Q&A sessions, and even a virtual exhibition hall where companies showcased their latest green technologies. The highlight of the event was a live demonstration of a new carbon capture technology. The presenter used augmented reality to show how the technology works, which was both educational and visually stunning. This innovative approach to presenting complex information really captivated my attention. Moreover, the event's focus on sustainable technology resonated deeply with my personal interests and professional goals. It was inspiring to see how technology can be harnessed to address pressing environmental issues. The discussions were thought-provoking and left me with a sense of optimism about the future of sustainable development. In conclusion, this online event stood out to me because of its seamless blend of informative content, cutting-edge presentation techniques, and opportunities for meaningful interaction. It demonstrated the potential of virtual events to be just as engaging, if not more so, than traditional in-person conferences. Sample answer. I'd like to share my experience of an exceptionally engaging online event I attended recently. It was a groundbreaking virtual reality art exhibition, which took place just 2 weeks ago. I participated from my living room using a VR headset, which transformed my space into a vast, immersive art gallery. The exhibition was orchestrated by a collaborative effort between a leading tech company and several internationally acclaimed artists. It was a week-long event that pushed the boundaries of what's possible in the realm of virtual experiences. What made this event particularly captivating was its unprecedented level of interactivity and immersion. Unlike traditional online galleries where you simply view images on a screen, this VR exhibition allowed me to navigate through intricately designed virtual spaces, each hosting unique artworks. I could approach each piece, examine it from different angles, and even interact with some installations, triggering audiovisual responses. The highlight of the exhibition was a collaborative VR painting session. Participants from around the world could simultaneously contribute to a massive virtual canvas, creating a constantly evolving artwork. This real-time collaboration was not only visually stunning, but also fostered a sense of global community. Moreover, the event incorporated AI-powered guided tours, where a virtual docent, tailored to my interests, based on my interactions, provided insights into the artworks and artists. This personalized experience significantly enhanced my understanding and appreciation of the exhibition. What I found particularly thought-provoking was how this event challenged traditional notions of art accessibility and spatial limitations. It demonstrated how technology can democratize art experiences, allowing people from diverse geographical locations to engage with art in novel and meaningful ways. In conclusion, this VR art exhibition stood out due to its innovative use of technology to create an immersive, interactive, and globally accessible art experience. It exemplified the transformative potential of virtual events, blurring the lines between physical and digital realities and opening up new avenues for cultural engagement in our increasingly digital world. Follow-up questions. How do you think online events will evolve in the future? What are some challenges people might face when attending online events? Sample answer for question 1, band 8 to 9. I believe online events will undergo a significant transformation in the coming years. We're likely to see a convergence of various technologies, such as virtual reality, augmented reality, and artificial intelligence, to create increasingly immersive and interactive experiences. Firstly, I anticipate that VR technology will become more sophisticated and accessible, allowing participants to feel as if they're physically present at the event. This could revolutionize conferences, concerts, and even educational seminars by providing a multi-sensory experience that closely mimics in-person attendance. Secondly, AI is likely to play a crucial role in personalizing online events. We might see AI-powered event assistants that can curate content based on individual interests, facilitate networking by matching participants with similar backgrounds or goals, and even provide real-time translations to break down language barriers in international events. Moreover, I expect that the line between online and offline events will become increasingly blurred. We might see more hybrid events that seamlessly integrate physical and virtual elements, allowing for greater flexibility and inclusivity. Lastly, as concerns about sustainability and carbon footprints grow, online events might evolve to include features that quantify their positive environmental impact, potentially driving a shift towards more virtual gatherings for environmental reasons. In conclusion, I believe the future of online events lies in creating more immersive, personalized, and sustainable experiences that leverage cutting-edge technology to overcome the limitations of physical distance and enhance human connection in the digital realm. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. How has the rise of online events impacted traditional forms of entertainment? Do you think online events can completely replace in-person gatherings? What skills do you think are important for organizing successful online events? Sample answer for question 2, band 8-9. While online events have certainly gained prominence, especially in recent times, I don't believe they can entirely supplant in-person gatherings. Both formats have their unique strengths and serve different purposes. On one hand, online events offer unparalleled convenience and accessibility. They eliminate geographical barriers, allowing people from diverse locations to participate without the need for travel. This inclusivity is a significant advantage, particularly for global conferences or niche interest groups. Online events are also often more cost-effective and environmentally friendly, reducing expenses related to venues, travel, and accommodations. However, in-person gatherings provide a level of human connection and spontaneity that is challenging to replicate virtually. The nuances of face-to-face communication, such as body language and casual conversations during breaks, play a crucial role in networking and relationship building. Certain events, like music festivals or sports competitions, rely heavily on the shared energy and atmosphere created by a physical audience. Moreover, some industries and professions require hands-on experiences or physical demonstrations that are difficult to translate effectively to an online format. For instance, medical conferences often involve practical workshops that are more impactful when conducted in person. That being said, I believe the future lies in hybrid models that combine the best of both worlds. We're likely to see events that offer both in-person and virtual attendance options, allowing for maximum flexibility and reach. This approach could cater to different preferences and circumstances while retaining the benefits of face-to-face interaction. In conclusion, while online events have revolutionized the way we gather and share information, they are more likely to complement rather than completely replace in-person events. The key lies in leveraging the strengths of each format to create engaging and inclusive experiences that meet the diverse needs of participants. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can help elevate your response. Captivating, captivating, adjective, capable of attracting and holding interest, charming. Example, the speaker's captivating presentation kept the audience engaged throughout the webinar. Immersive, immersive, adjective, providing, involving, or characterized by deep absorption or immersion in something. Example, the virtual reality conference provided an immersive experience that made participants feel as if they were in the same room. Innovative, innovative, adjective, featuring new methods, advanced and original. Example, the organizers used innovative techniques to facilitate networking in the online environment. Seamless, seamless, adjective, smooth and continuous, with no apparent gaps or spaces between one part and the next. Example, the transition between different sessions was seamless, enhancing the overall flow of the event. Paradigm shift, noun phrase, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the success of large-scale online events has caused a paradigm shift in how we think about conferences and gatherings. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. As an IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Engage in English conversations daily, even if it's just talking to yourself about various topics. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to common IELTS topics and practice using them in context. Work on fluency. Focus on speaking smoothly and confidently, even if you make minor mistakes. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your points with examples and explanations. Listen to authentic English. Watch English news, podcasts, and videos to improve your listening skills and pick up natural speech patterns. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about perfect grammar, but about communicating your ideas clearly and confidently. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our article on how to describe a person who has encouraged you to engage in continuous learning. Continuous learning is crucial for language improvement and can significantly boost your performance in the IELTS test. Additionally, if you're interested in exploring how social media can impact public opinion and engagement, our article on describing a social media campaign that caught your attention provides valuable insights and vocabulary that can be applied to discussing online events and digital engagement.